let's play this song. Oh wait, you already got it. Welcome. The Talking Doctor. We can't hear anything. We're back in Mexico. Good God, Dennis. You lose your fucking hearing in Mexico?
That was super loud.
So we're going off the tracks this week.
Yes.
DC is in an airplane on his way to Boston, delayed. So as has been the case quite a bit recently, Dennis and I have to jump in and save our more revered partner from himself.
Yes.
So we got we're gonna do our best. We're both sick. We apparently wore ourselves down a little bit too much in Mexico. So we just met up here at the studio, and Dennis said, "Wait, are you sick too?" So I've been home the last 2 days sick, coughing. You've been home sick too?
I slept all day Saturday and then Sunday most of the day.
Yeah, so we got back. So we spent a lot of time in a tiny smoky casino with poor ventilation and low ceilings.
And some shady characters.
So by the end of the trip, we thought, throats are burning a little bit, but that's just because, you know, we've got secondhand smoke equivalent of 4,000 cigarettes, but yeah. we should be fine once we get back to the more less dry air of California. So we landed, felt pretty good for a minute.
Yeah, the 14 vodkas helped.
The 14 vodkas, yep. Dennis had an off day on Friday when we were traveling back and only had vodka nonstop. And then woke up the next morning, went to the gym, thought I'm going to sweat off Mexico, and then since then I've been useless and coughing and home.
Yeah, so you're going to hear a lot of sniffling and coughing throughout this whole thing.
Right. So should we recap Mexico? I mean, I know DC would love for us to talk about this.
Yeah. I guess how did we start it? I don't remember.
What did we do? So we did four things in Mexico. We woke up. That's we one. Had a lot of coronas. Went to the casino. Sat on plastic tables and chairs by the beach.
Yeah, plenty of that.
That was about it. We lost Dennis a couple times.
Yeah, found my way home.
Yep. When we went a couple times ago, Millar told us that the only way to have good luck at the casino was halfway through your drink and go to Starbucks for a double shot of espresso. So we did that each time.
Yeah, I think that helped.
That did help. Yeah. We didn't have that much good luck. We had a little bit of luck in the sports book.
Did we? I didn't have any.
Well, maybe not. I mean, luck is all relative. Like, we didn't lose as much.
Lose as much.
Yeah. But the highlight of the trip was probably Dennis had the bright idea when we went to this. There's this outdoor margarita bar. So it's like this outdoor bar, nice setting, nice warm weather, sitting outside. And we went there the first night, and Dennis, for some reason, when we were ordering, he looked at our buddy Brian next to us, and he said he'd like two bananas. And so at first the bartender was confused, and then she said, okay, you can go to the store and get those. And Dennis was like, no, he's just kidding. He wants a margarita, whatever. So then, for the whole trip, every time we went to this bar, as soon as we walk in, they'd say, "Hello, banana! Hello, banana!"
He's been officially nicknamed the banana.
Yeah, which was funny. The one downside to it was at one point when they said, at the end of the night, our lovely female bartender said, "Anyways, guys, if you're looking for bananas, you probably want to go to the bars that direction." It was not exactly what the image we thought we were giving off, but apparently, you know, we're ready to give off an equal opportunity vibe. So that was a question. We also made a good rule, which anyone listening, you should make this rule. If you ever find yourself in a bar, a margarita bar in Mexico, which was amazing to me, there was four of us. So if you weren't at the bar when we ordered our first round, which is not that hard to keep track of. You walk into the bar, you walk up to the bar, and you just don't disappear for, I don't know, a minute, then you're good. If you do disappear, then we decided you get the fishbowl, which is a gigantic margarita the size of, I don't know, half a globe or something.
They should make it so if you leave when you order, you could order whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Whoever leaves for the first ordering of drinks in any bar, you can order whatever you want for them. And we had a pretty good group of people. Three out of four of us made the mistake of going to the bathroom while we ordered the first round. I was the only one that followed by the rules. So all three of these guys had to drink the giant fishbowl, which led to different things. Jim did pretty good.
Yeah, Jim did good.
Jim did pretty good. We had a friend that went to Mexico and got really angry.
He's the angry drunk.
Yeah, an angry drunk.
We found that out real quick.
So I had to check on him actually in the middle of the night because I was worried, because last time I saw him, he was in his room with the door wide open, and he looked like he had just walked into his bed and fallen over on top of it. So I woke up worried.
I wonder if he woke up with all the mosquito bites I did when I fell asleep with the window open.
I don't know.
I was just eating alive.
Save a fortune on laundry and sheets if we lived in Mexico, because you guys don't even use them.
Just right on top of it.
Anyways, so that was that. DC wasn't with us. He actually committed to the trip, and then 5 minutes later went back on it and said, hold on a second, I'm afraid of, I don't like leaving the country or doing anything like that, going off the beaten path, because I'm afraid of what might happen. So it's just us. We thought we'd come back with a bunch of interesting stories for the podcast. Now that we're sitting here talking through them, we realize they're really not that interesting. But it was a lot of fun. And now we're paying the price as we're all sick. And from what I understand, the banana is homesick as well.
Nice.
We got to call him the banana, or we're going to call him the wheel? Because Dennis had a good point. Like, so our friend Brian, when we go down there for some reason, he just stops thinking. So you'd be talking to him. And you'll say, hey, what do you think of blah, blah, blah? And he'll say, well, and there's just silence for like 3 seconds, and his eyes kind of look up and to the right. And Dennis said, oh, there goes the hamster. Get the hamster, stop running again. So that happens a lot. It probably happens once an hour, right?
Yeah. I mean,
so we're either going to call him banana, or we'll call him the wheel.
Yeah. Or the wind club whale.
The wind club whale. So there's a casino down there, which since our last trip down there, we'd always referred to as the Wind Palace. And we were like, oh, we're joking around. We're going to get these Wind Palace whales t-shirt made and everything. And then we got back there. I'm like, what the fuck? It's called the Wind Club. And then we asked them, did you guys change the name from Wind Palace to Wind Club? And they're like, no. We're like, how long has it been the Wind Club? Because we were here like 3 months ago and it was called the Wind Palace. And he's like, it's been the Wind Club for about 5 years. So then we got all our pictures out from last trip. And it was the Wind Club.
That's so weird.
But it was so majestic that we came back and called it the Wind Palace. So if anyone's down in Puerto Vallarta, I highly recommend you go to the Wind Club.
Yes.
And
just don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Or drink the beer.
It's not spelled WYNN. And if you get there, you can figure out why. Anyway, so while we were gone, what happened? DC's been training, excited for his fight. Apparently today I saw that he said he could care less if Ozdemir gets arrested or has any problems. He spent a lot of time worrying about John Jones and getting caught up in, I have to fight this certain person. And now he said he could care less. Any of these guys can go out and get arrested, and he'll just be on to the next one. So that's one topic which probably doesn't deserve any more discussion beyond that headline. You got anything to add to that?
I agree.
Nice. Kane's back, according to DC. Kane's back in the gym, which is exciting. We all miss Kane. And apparently he's about to go on a 5-year run. So,
like,
it's going to be good.
What do you mean, like, run?
I don't know. DC said he's going to go on a 5-year run. He's going to get his belt back, and he's going to reign supreme for 5 years.
No, I'm excited.
So, that'll be exciting. It sucks. I mean, he's had so many injuries. I think a couple of injuries. It was always his shoulder in the beginning, and then I think it was his back lately that's kept him out of the gym. I'm pretty sure he could walk straight into the octagon and beat almost anyone with no practice.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of pretty impressive guys in that division now. So I think hopefully he can get a full training camp in
Do you think they'd give him a championship shot right from the get-go, or you think they'd warm him up?
I would think so. I would imagine how it depends how he feels, like how healthy he is. I think if he thinks like the issues he's had are behind him, then maybe he'd go for a warm, just get back in there and get himself back on the map. And maybe if he felt like it was something where getting through camp was iffy, maybe he would push more for a direct title shot. He's probably earned whatever. Or even if he's earned it because he hasn't fought in a long time, but there's probably the interest there for whatever.
I can't remember what his last fight was.
Was it Travis Brown? No. Verdun? No. No, yeah, I think it was Travis Brown, right? I think so. No, I don't know. So where DC would chime in and tell us. anyway, so this podcast may never even make the actually it may never even make it to the World Wide Web. It might just end up in the archives.
I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, one day we'll release it. The other thing we did in Mexico, which you guys should also try if you're looking for, you know, hours and hours of good fun, is we decided to see who could find the slowest song from the 90s.
Yes. I think
which was a battle. Dennis thinks he won and I think I won. I'm going to play you my choice right now. Dennis is convinced that his is slower. So if you guys got anything to do right now, like if you want to run any errands or if you're just feeling tired and you want to look busy with your headphones on but you really just want to nap, now's a good time. This is what we did for a good 4 hours one day was we just find the slowest song. This is Wake Up by Mad Season, which we didn't know until we listened to it. It has about a 20-minute intro.
Wait, this is you consider this the greatest song ever written?
No, the greatest song ever written is Mother Love Bone.
Oh, that's what it was. Mother Love Bone.
It was, yeah. I'll get that one for you next.
I think we should listen to it.
Mother Love Bone might be the greatest album there's ever been.
Huh, interesting.
This song, Mad Season's kind of one good song. But yeah, Mexico makes you do strange shit. I've been listening to The Cure live ever since we got back because we busted out one of those songs to see if it would fit, but it couldn't compete with this. We had a rule that it has to have lyrics.
This song,
nobody believed me that it had lyrics, but it's coming. I just got to find things to talk about for a good...
Oh, there we go.
There you go. How's that?
Sounds good. Hey, can you sing along?
Not right now. I'll cough. Probably where my voice went. All right, so that was my first selection. Well, Dennis is going to take over with his selection. And then I got another one that I thought was pretty good. I had Ziggy Marley lying in bed, but no one was impressed with that one. I always thought that one was pretty good. But, you know, back in the day, you had the CD players, right? So you programmed it, like, here's your three songs you're going to listen to before you fall asleep at night.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you forget to shut it off, or
well, you have
and
the
they
three
put a repeat.
Yeah, well, if you, yeah.
And you wake up and you have dreams.
It's possible.
It's happened a few times.
Hold on. Oh. All right, jeez.
I can't work this phone.
We'll yell in a minute. If you guys are asleep, we'll yell, wake you guys up. But, you know, I think it's important to relax. We've been reading a lot of articles that a good sleep is just as important as being entertained. So that's what we're trying to do.
Here we go.
Here we come. Dennis is on the mic now.
All right, here we go.
I'll turn mine off, or I'll move it slowly away for artistic effect. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
Why is yours so much louder?
I don't know.
What? That's cheating.
Hold on. I'll switch it.
Hold on. No, that's fine. No, leave it on. That's good on the other one.
So anyone still on heroin?
So if you guys are playing,
if
you guys are playing along at home, this would be the second choice. So the first choice is Wake Up by Mad Season. Second choice is
Mazzy Star, Fade Into You.
Mazzy Star, Fade Into You. Third choice is coming up right here. If this podcast doesn't work out, we're probably going to transition just straight into being DJs. And this is our audition. So hopefully... all I can hear is DC saying, you guys are fucking idiots. It's all right. When do you want to switch? When's the rotation? You got to pick. We got two songs each. We're going to take the votes. My prediction is there'll be one, maybe half a vote on Twitter that we can tally up.
Yeah.
So basically, whoever gets a vote is going to win.
We should do that.
Harry, if you're listening, I expect you to vote for me. You too, Banana.
Christina, get on.
Yeah. Brian's going to be listening going, what the fuck? There's another guy called Banana?
Here we go. Are you ready?
All right, here's my second choice.
All right, here's my fade.
And Dennis had not heard this song, which was amazing in and of itself.
All right. Oh, baby. Oh,
So me and Dennis basically just sitting in, we sit in a room listening to songs like this together. I'm so tired. See, my first song had Wake Up. This song has I'm So Tired. That's the hallmark of a good slow song.
Oh shit, I just thought of the greatest song right now.
All right.
Okay, here
we go. Extended. We're still in Mexico. We traded Corona for water, but and a little bit of Mucinex, but other than that, we're good. This podcast is gonna take a lot of work on the post production. Anyways, we did get back in time to watch the while Dennis is looking for his other selection. We did get back in time to watch the Swanson Ortega fight, which I hadn't watched Ortega that much, and that was amazing. You know, he literally just almost subbed Swanson twice. He looks like he's for real. So there should be that division all of a sudden is pretty interesting, right? It was the one for a while where it was like, what are they going to do without Connor? And now it's kind of like, Connor who? They got a whole bunch of good matchups.
Yeah.
The champ could give a shit that Connor used to be the champion. He's doing a great job, Max.
It's kind of sad that Connor's not there, so.
Oh, here we go. What is this? I know what this is.
This is a one-hit wonder.
Well,
right, here it is. Wait till the...
What is this? Wait. Mine was Jane's Addiction, I Would For You. This one is...
This is 1995.
That's what it's called?
No. The year it came out. 95. Oh. It was Hayden.
Hayden.
You never heard this song? Bad As It Seems?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, I'm going to fade out.
I could do that all day, just sit here and find slow. Well, we did do that all day. And everyone else left. The Dennis and I were just sitting by the pool. Everyone else was like, what the fuck? And they just wandered off. Now we're trying to focus, but we're doing this instead. But no, the featherweight division's got a lot of good fights.
Yeah, it does.
You got Max against Frankie Edgar probably next. You got Ortega. They said maybe Ricardo Lamas or someone. People say maybe Connor will get dragged back in because he'll be impressed with these guys. But I would imagine the weight cut is not something he's really looking forward to right now. Sounds like Nate Diaz is going to go box as well. He posted his tweet. He said, yep, they offered me a title fight in any division. Until they offer me something good, I'm going boxing. So...
But can he? I don't think he can. Can he?
He can. So he's been granted a boxing license by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, I think, and then California, I think, said they would grant him one. The issue is more just the UFC could sue him because they own his rights for fighting, but it's a gray area, right? So they assume like if someone were to fight it under the Ali Act, they would have a really good chance of winning. It's just they would have to sit out for so long, and the UFC would spend so much money against it because they don't want it to A, happen, they don't want their guys being able to box, and B, they don't want anything messing up the way they have it structured with the fighters right now. So with Connor, even when he fought, no one really knows. You know, no one really knows what he actually got. There's rumors that he got all of it. There's rumors he got like 20% of it. There's rumors he got half of it. Like no one knows out of the 100 million, like what he got, what the UFC got. So that's the challenge. If anyone wants to go boxing, unless the UFC releases them, they have to use the UFC as a promoter, which it sounds like the UFC's Zuffa says they're going to get into boxing.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Dana White got in an arguing match with Bob Arum again, which is crazy. He's kind of like a 95-year-old mirror image of himself. You know, it's like kind of a, yeah, like a big loudmouth guy with...
It's like Biff arguing with himself in the,
exactly,
in the
yeah,
past.
Yeah, the bully of the bully. But it would be interesting. I mean, with the right personalities and the right styles. I mean, I watched that Lomachenko fight the other night, and that was, I'd heard about him, but I wasn't really too familiar with him. And generally, when you turn a fight on, especially on ESPN, unless you're like a boxing purist or someone's really, you know, knowledgeable or technical, it's not usually that interesting because you need the hype for the average fan like me. You need the hype of like the big pay-per-view and the build-up, and you need to care one way or another. But that guy was amazing. The other guy apparently was, I think the other guy was undefeated. They were both two-time Olympic champions. both world champions. I think Lomachenko's only had like 7-8 fights or something. I think he lost his first one in a controversial decision, and then since then he's been dominant. The other guy had been fighting forever, and he's won a bunch of fights. I think he beat Nonino Donaire, who we used to sponsor. He actually used to he used to train out of the same gym that we used to work out at. But he Lomachenko made him quit. The guy's a world champion, undefeated. And after the, I think it was the 7th round, he just said, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore. He just didn't want to get up. So they call him, what do they call him? Nomachenko now? Because he's got everyone quitting. But apparently when you read about it, like he's, I mean, I know enough to know, holy shit, this guy looks pretty good. But when they get like the analysts and the champions and the trainers, they're like, no, this is like, this is a freak. This is a guy that like, this is like guys that's light years ahead of everyone else with the angles and the different things he can do and can fight from any angle. And apparently he has some kind of grappling background. So there was an article saying like, it's too bad, you know, he couldn't have somehow gotten into the UFC, but the UFC can't really compete with boxing when it comes to dollars. Especially in the lighter weight classes, like there's so many guys and so many champions, and they boxing affords, excuse me, at least the champions have ways to make a lot of money. I think the UFC probably is comparable on the undercard, but it would be pretty interesting if the UFC, if Zuffa did do boxing. I mean, if you could have like Conor and Nate just box.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And there's a lot like that, right?
They wouldn't get the pay like boxers, other boxers outside of the UFC would, right?
No, because the UFC would still want to take the majority of the money always, but they, I mean, it feels like it'd be a better lifestyle. I mean, I don't know, but you can get hit repeatedly and all that, and you have all the arguments of why UFC is safer, but at least you just train one thing.
Yeah.
So your training would be easier. I'd imagine there'd be less of a chance of injury because you wouldn't be doing all the grappling. But there'd be some crazy fights. Like, obviously the heavyweights are pretty much going to stand up and fucking box anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, Miocic and Ngannou is going to be awesome on DC's card.
That's such a good addition to the card.
Yeah. No, that's going to be nuts. And then, but yeah, pretty much in all the divisions, you could look at now and like say, oh, I'd like to see this guy box that guy. I'd like to see this guy box that guy. Because the UFC has is they have guys that we give a shit about now and are familiar with. So it doesn't really matter if they're competing in an obstacle course, you know, playing one-on-one basketball or boxing. Like, we want to see, once you know who they are, it's interesting to watch them.
Yeah.
I would say they could do the superstars, but you and DC have never heard of the superstars because you guys are so young.
Wait. The superstars.
Superstars. Used to be on Wide World of Sports. Back in the day, they'd have like the world's greatest athletes from team sports. And they'd compete in a contest where they'd do like bench press, like 400-meter run, 100-yard dash, obstacle course,
I was all these things. Gold. Sorry. Solid gold. Growing up.
It was awesome. Herschel Walker just dominated that thing. But I think that seems like an opportunity for, you know, the guys are recognizable. A lot of the UFC fighters are more recognizable than NFL players, right? Because those guys play with a helmet all the time. They say the difference, the reason the NBA guys get so much more endorsement is because they don't have helmets on. Everyone knows what they look like.
Yeah.
Well, the UFC guys have that too. There's just like, what are the things they could do outside of the UFC where they could leverage the fact that they're known by their appearance. I don't know. Maybe I'd be the only person. We'd be sitting there having a slow song contest watching MMA superstars. But I think it'd be pretty dope. You just all you need is you book a college, basically track field for a day, set up some weights on the infield, set up the different team, you know, different events in the grass area.
Yeah.
Have all the running events on the track. It'd be awesome. I think Superstars even had like a bike race, right? So you could have like this mountain bike race or some crazy shit. And I don't know if anyone would watch it, but I think it would be. The production costs would be low. You just have to incentivize the guys to do it. But they're so naturally competitive anyway.
Just sheer glory. It's not going
to
do it.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to see Talk and Talker Superstars, let us know. Get on DC's case. Tell them to go back on YouTube. Watch fucking old Superstars. Let's get this going, because I think that'd be fun. I don't know why no one's done it. But there you go. UFC, that'd be a lot better idea than just, you know, more Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
You know, I think it should just be win the superstars, get a title shot. And then we have things to talk about, right? So DC can be like, man, how pissed are all the lightweights right now? Because this guy won fucking MMA superstars. Now he gets a title shot.
Like, who is this guy?
Yeah. No, it'd be awesome. I'd get on that. What else happened this week?
What else?
Man, we could really use a guest or another host. Yeah. Or another host that sometimes appears as a guest.
We can, let's see.
Football-wise, I think the Saints lost, maybe. We could have talked to DC about that. Carson Wentz tore his ACL, which sucks. Got Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz, the two breakout stories of the year in NFL, and they both tore their ACLs, which is no fun at all. The Raiders are terrible.
What's the Raiders' record right now?
I think they're 6-7.
So that's not good, right?
No, they'd won two in a row, but they played teams whose quarterbacks were
missing,
like backups. Yeah. Oh. And so it was this false hope. It's just been a terrible year. I think last year they won so many lucky games that everyone assumed that was going to happen again.
Was it true that the LA Rams were hiring actors for fans?
Was it the Rams or the Chargers? There was
Chargers,
an article, right?
Chargers, yeah.
So the Chargers have done such a poor job of drawing. They play in the StubHub Center, I think it's called, where the LA Galaxy play, which is like a 25,000 seat stadium. You know, they used to play in like a, I don't know, 60,000 seat stadium in San Diego. And even in the 25,000 seat stadium, maybe a third of the fans are Charger fans. So basically, moved to LA. No one in LA really wanted him to move, but it was just a bigger TV market. So they figured, fuck it, we'll go up there. And when the Rams owner builds this huge stadium, he needed another tenant. The NFL wanted two teams in LA, so they went up there. But it's hilarious. When they play, they're in a little tiny stadium, and the whole crowd looks like the other team. So if they're playing the Chiefs, the whole crowd's red. If they're playing the Eagles, the whole crowd's green. So the Eagles were going to play the Rams, who play at the Coliseum, which is a huge stadium. They don't fill it up because there's just not enough interest. But I think I read that they were worried that the crowd would either appear too empty or too much Eagles, like nobody gives a shit about any football in LA. So they were offering to pay people to come out and be fans, which is crazy. Which I actually read that the .com and all the tech parties up here are doing the same thing. So they used to hire women to like be hostesses or bartenders or models, right?
Yeah.
Where they're basically like, we're hiring you to be a model and whatever, you stand with the alcohol or do whatever. And basically, it's so, you know, the thought was that the majority of these tech companies are predominantly male, and majority of them weren't going to bring dates, or I don't know what they were thinking, but they wanted them to feel like they weren't just in the office. They wanted them to feel like they were in a club with a bunch of hot women. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
So they used to hire them as models. And then this year, apparently, they said the modeling agencies can't get models, enough models to keep up with the demand. But what they're hiring the models for is to appear as normal people at the party. So they're prepping the models on, hey, if one of these tech guys comes up and talks to you, like, here's who you know, here's why you're here, here's your relationship with this company, blah, blah, blah. So they're basically hiring models, giving them a bullshit story they have to memorize so that when the tech guys come up and go, wow, what are you doing at my company party? They're like, oh, I'm friends with, you know, the banana, and he invited me, and blah, 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 blah. It's like the most ridiculous thing ever. It's like
just breaking hearts.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what would be more depressing? Going to a party and realizing, well, no one in my company knows any girls because there's no girls here. Or going to a party and thinking, wow, a lot of people I work with have a lot of, like, girlfriends. And then talking to them and thinking, oh, that's cool. This girl seemed interested in me. She knew a lot of the same people I know.
Then gone.
Gone. And then reading the fucking internet the next day that she was probably a model that your company hired because they thought you were too lonely to meet a girl on your own. So they brought a girl to come here and chat with you. And they went to the lengths of like giving her a fucking background story to bullshit you with.
It's like mommy and daddy hooking you up.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous. So
that's a good story.
Yeah, no, that was nuts. I guess that happened. Well, who knows? I mean, people in Mexico we were talking to probably could have been spinning stories to us. We have no idea.
Yeah. I barely remember.
We didn't eat a lot. I know that.
I felt like we ate a ton.
Well,
actually, so tired. I told myself I'm not going to drink for at least a month and a half. No drinks.
Have you had any drinks since you got back?
Nope. Literally just detoxing. It's been terrible. Like,
you're shaking and going to withdrawals.
Like anxiety, you know, and just feeling terrible. But I got through it, but now I'm just sick. So.
The best part of Mexico is they have Corona Light cans that are 16-ounce cans where they're half yellow, half white. I don't know what it is, but that's just such a – it reminds you of the sun. You just want to keep drinking it. Yeah. And here we can't find those no matter what. Yeah. We went paddleboarding. What did you think of paddleboarding?
That was rough. I actually told my wife that. She's like, you couldn't even stand up. I'm like
– You stood up.
Well, because she did like a one-hour tour on the paddleboard. And she's like, how long are you standing up? I was like, oh, like 5 minutes. Like did the cartoon slap on the board and fall into the water. So
there were jellyfish around. You don't want to swim with the jellyfish.
Yeah, so, it was fun. I mean, I got rashes all over from rubbing my chest against the board, but I would do it again.
Did you really?
Yeah, just my knees and
Jesus.
I just get beat up.
There should have been four of us. Jim was still face down, passed out in bed. Yeah. He was too ill to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And the banana was in, but he was the one that's like, can we turn around? I saw the banana actually yesterday. He hasn't shaven. When we left there, he was like a well-groomed, clean-shaven guy. And I saw him yesterday, and I'm like what the Hanks. Fuck? Are you growing a beard? He's like, no, I haven't been able to shave since we got back.
He's like a castaway.
Yeah. But he got back, and then the next morning, he had to go to like 16 like kids' sports games and everything. So he was straight back into it.
Yeah. I was supposed to babysit my niece, but that didn't happen because I was sick. I was like super sick that day, so. Stay home.
So I guess it's good DC's not here because we don't want to get him sick ahead of this fight. I guess I'm assuming he's on his way to Boston to promote the fight, do a press conference.
Oh, is it a press conference?
Well, I assume so.
He's not announcing fight night.
Was there fight night in Boston?
I thought so.
No. Maybe not. His fight's in Boston, so I'm figuring. Oh, Rockholt. So Rockholt was in Australia. That was good to hear that he's getting his title shot against Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
GSP vacated the belt. That's the other thing that happened while we're gone. I think that was probably his plan all along, but he said he got colitis all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Warriors, right? The commissioner said, hey, you guys can't stop. You can't rest players because it's not fair to the fans to buy tickets. So you can only rest players if they have a real injury. And they're like, okay, this guy's elbow hurts. This guy's knee hurts. This guy's ear hurts. They're injured.
This guy's feelings hurt.
Yeah. So I think the colitis story would be believable if he hadn't, when they asked him right after the fight, so you get it. What's next? I don't know. This was, you know, he may have got one answer, which is crazy. He couldn't understand what the fuck he said. Like, he either said it's not healthy for me to stay at 185, or he said it's not healthy for me to go down to 170. It was like so confusing. But I think everyone kind of knew, like, he was going to go in, you know, see if he could do this, get his belt, and then pull back and see what the next big fight is. Which, shit, if they'll let you. You know, why not? I mean, Conor kind of set that precedent where, you know, each fighter's job is to accomplish as much as they can. It's not to provide continuity for the fans and make the next guy the number one contender. But it will be good to see Rockhold. I thought Rockhold was going to be champion for a long time and have some crazy fights. And then, you know, I don't know if Bisping, he just got overconfident or just had a bad night. But it was shocking that happened. I figured, okay, well, he's fighting Bisping. That's one championship fight under his belt, and then he's got so many crazy matchups with Whitaker or Jacare or Romero or all these guys. So hopefully it was just a pause. He gets that belt back. Although I like Whitaker too, but obviously we're rooting for Rockhold. Yeah. And then can have all those fights that we were looking forward to. DC can get back on a winning streak. Kane can get back in there. I don't know. If I was Kane and I saw Ngannou, I would just sit there going, well, maybe I'll wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, DC, you know, Luke, can you go down to 170? DC, go to 185, and I'll go to 205. But no, these guys aren't afraid of guys like that, which is nuts. Although you had a similar situation. We had a similar situation in Mexico, remember, when you erratically decided to – you decide, forget about that. Like, where'd Dennis go? And you come back and you're like, I thought we were being, what'd you say?
I thought
we were being cased or marked or whatever the fuck the word is.
Well, yeah, because some guy was just staring at us.
Yeah, the guy was like the Mona Lisa. So we were playing, I think we were playing roulette at the time, right?
Yeah.
But you got to understand, if you've been in this casino, you'll understand why we're playing roulette. But no matter who you were, no matter where you looked at him from, even if we switched to blackjack or what went to the bathroom, whatever you're doing, if you made eye contact with him across the room, he was staring at you, which was almost impossible.
Yeah.
So it was a little creepy because his buddy was playing. This guy was just standing behind him, kind of a sketchy looking dude in a tank top.
Yeah.
So you definitely, if you walk behind you, you'd pat your pocket to make sure, you know, as well, you know, just do the quick wallet, phone, keys type thing, but you're really just checking for your wallet. And then all of a sudden Dennis is gone. Where the fuck is Dennis? Which was a pretty consistent theme to our trip. And usually we knew where to find him. You just walk towards the beach and find a plastic table with a bucket on top, and you knew that that's where Dennis was going to be. But this time we're like, well, it's dark, so he's not going to be at the beach drinking beers. And then he comes back. He's like, ah, that guy was creeping me out. I thought he was going to, like, you know, wait in the jackass. So I went outside to see if he'd follow, if he'd follow me. Yeah. I think it was Jim was like, so what was your plan if he did follow you outside? He's like, I don't know. I'm just going to come back inside.
Run back inside.
And then Jim stopped playing after a while. He was standing behind a guy. This guy looked like Doogie Howser's friend.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Doogie Howser's friend, right? A little scrawny. Yeah. Yeah. Frankie was, or what's the guy's name? Frankie something. I don't know. He was one of those guys.
Yeah.
But this guy was nicest guy. Looked like he was 12. We couldn't figure out how he was old enough to gamble. All of a sudden, he keeps looking at the guy next to him, and he's like, this fucking Bendejo. And he keeps looking back, and he's pointing at Jim, and I'm thinking,
Jim's 6'2".
No way he could be, there's no way he could be talking about Jim, because, like, what the fuck could Jim possibly have done? He's just, like, slouched against the wall. And then literally nonstop was, it's fucking Bendejo. Should I or should I? He basically was asking his buddy in Spanish, should I or shouldn't I? And his buddy was like, dude, just chill out. But he was just getting so enraged, which was, it was like watching this little kid get all riled up. And then you start overanalyzing it, because you're like, why would he be willing to fight him? He's fucking 12, and he must weigh like 120 pounds.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem drunk. So then you start, you know, thinking, who does he know?
Exactly.
What's going on here? And Jim's just sitting against the wall looking kind of annoyed, like, why does this fucking guy keep turning around looking at me? So we narrowly avoided casino brawls with 12-year-olds.
Yes. It was good.
But yeah, I think, you know, Dennis and I are both sick. We're both here. We're doing this podcast. DC is perfectly healthy. We were going to do it yesterday, actually. We would have had DC to carry us through these rough parts. And he said, guys, I'm tired again from training. Can we do it tomorrow? So we said, okay, we're expecting this. You know, it's rough in camp, especially on Mondays. I think they have the night workout on the bike. And so we figured, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Somehow, he forgot to mention the fact until we said, hey, we're here. Ready, let's do this. And he said, sorry, guys, I'm on a plane. I'm on Wi-Fi on a plane. What the fuck? And then he says, I'm landing soon. I said, all right, we'll wait. And then we said, are you ready? And he said, I'm on a plane and I'm delayed. So unfortunately, that's what happened. Now, if anyone gets to this point in the podcast, that's a miracle in and of itself.
Congratulations.
Yes. You won. I think they're going to vote for this podcast as the slowest song ever. But anyways, we're going to make up for this next week. DC is also our booking agent. He took over Dennis's job, and he has got a really good, an amazing guest for us next week. I don't know if I don't even want to steal his thunder. I don't want to. He deserves to announce this himself on, but it's not DC. We're not, no more fucking DC as the guest, although sometimes he behaves like the guest by not being here, but he, next week is going to be awesome. It will make up for this shit show of a show. Harry and Banana, you guys might be the only two listening. I'm not going to say Harry and Banana too close to each other ever again. Harry, you told me you listened because you said our podcast was ridiculous. So hopefully you got to this point. And the Banana, I know you're listening, because what else are you going to be doing? He uses it. He said he uses his podcast to help himself fall asleep at night. He pushes play, and he knows by the end he'll be asleep. That's why he listens to this podcast. If you could vote for me in this contest with Dennis, I would really appreciate it. I think clearly my song is the winner. So, you know, you got anything to add, Dennis? How long have we been going for?
39 minutes.
And don't forget to shop at Fulton and Rourke. I mean, if they keeping us clean after Mexico, and that they definitely had the work cut out for us, then
all they need is antibiotics now.
Yeah, we're sick, so we're not showering. We're just sitting here sniffling and sneezing and coughing. Anyways.
We probably
fill
the next
20
minutes.
Yeah, we're just gonna... If anyone can wait for the lyrics. We're still ready for UFC Hawaii. And if there is a UFC Hawaii, we're going for 3 weeks. And we're doing a podcast every day. From the beach. So, anyways, all right. If this gets posted, thanks for listening. If this never makes it past the cutting board, then 20 years from now, us, hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week. Next week will be good. We'll make up for this nonsense. Where are you, DC?
that our people are in great danger now.